Good morning and welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C. Thank you so much for joining me on this Monday morning. And I am joined today by Kyle Holly, who is a Grants and Special Programs CARES Act liaison for Santa Rosa County. I'm so sorry. Welcome, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. We're all good neighbors here.
That's right. I'm just wishing you were here in Escambia County where I live. But I am so grateful for you coming on the show this morning, Kyle, to explain a little bit more. We've been talking a lot about, of course, you know, hurricane relief and the things that go along with that. But as we might remember, there is also a worldwide pandemic happening, and there are some really great resources available for the people who have been impacted negatively by COVID-19. And so, Kyle, would you just go back us up a little bit and talk through your role and the CARES Act in general, kind of our, just to catch people up to speed?
Sure, I'd be happy to. As soon as the State Department of Emergency Management released to the counties funding for the CARES Act to respond to the COVID-19 crisis, our grants team spun up, built capacity immediately. And so I received the invitation to come in and work as a liaison. So the first part of that really is reaching to businesses, reaching to nonprofits. But what we don't want to forget is that we're really reaching to people. So this morning, if I can spend time, I want us to really think about how we can think of the people who are in the hospitality industry, your favorite waiter, your favorite waitress, any of the folks who were working in the tourism industry who were really impacted back in March, April, and say May, and really have continued to be impacted through this reduced capacity operations during the season. What I'm saying is we've got to really think about those folks and reach to them and help them see that they really do qualify for some assistance. So what does that mean? That means if I'm behind on my mortgage, this could catch me up. If I'm behind on my rent, I could reduce the pressure on my landlord by coming in and applying and getting caught up on those rent payments. So this morning, we just absolutely want to think about a people-to-people type of a communication. Anybody that you know whose income was reduced by COVID-19 can call 211. That is the first call that anybody really should make for the COVID-19 response, as well as the hurricane response, too.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, is that 211 partnership Santa Rosa County is doing with the United Way of West Florida is just so powerful and a great place, I would say, to get triaged to the right resources.
Well, that's exactly right. So when we're working to as public servants and in government, we would rather partner with someone like the United Way of West Florida and their 211 service versus grow government to the size that it could accommodate every request from the public. It's just not really possible or affordable. So by partnering with 211, we have the benefit of specialized counselors. There's some mental health counselors. It's a very stressful time. COVID-19 added a stress level. The hurricanes have added some stress levels, and so 211 brought in some specialized staff to answer these calls. And so it really, we can't say it enough to please think in terms of that first call, dialing 211, so that you can access these resources. You'll receive a good listener who answers the phone, a knowledgeable person who will immediately make some referrals for you. So as an example, if I were working in the hospitality and tourism industry, and my boss cut our hours, and my income that was so dependent on gratuities from folks was dropped, I'd call 211, and they would talk to me a little bit about that, and they would immediately refer me to a housing assistance program in Santa Rosa County. So then you'll get that number, and you'll make that call, and you will receive outstanding service from the Santa Rosa County Housing Department staff. Erin and her team there have the resource in place. They have an expedited approval process in place, and really what we need to say is they've been underutilized. So we must not be communicating neighbor to neighbor as maybe we could or should. And so we're here this morning asking that neighbors please speak to neighbors. And if anybody has been you know, impacted by COVID-19, to please share with them to dial that 211. It's such an easy number to remember.
And so that is, I think, just a remarkable reflection that, you know, here's a county government saying we're being underutilized, first of all, that like these resources are available. People are not reaching out, or we're not running out. So just help get the word out. If you have, I love that, if you have a neighbor, friend, family member who you know could benefit, it might be, you know, not the most comfortable conversation.
Sure.
But we still encourage people, like, there is help to be had, and I would say it's probably worth it to, you know, just to offer.
Well, it is. I think you should offer. There is something that we have in a responsibility, individual to individual, neighbor to neighbor, to reduce each other's stress, right? So we can, when you do that, when you show that empathy, you are really providing a basic level of mental health support. And that's just foundational to any successful community, any community really at all. And so it's just important that we do that we think in terms of compassion, and compassion is always that platform for action, you know. So if you stop to think something kind or that you would like to help your neighbor, just please act on that. Please communicate that, you know, show them that empathy. Now, you made me think of something just a moment ago. We pay for government, right? We pay for support. And this is just one of those opportunities when the support has come back from the federal government to the state level and now down to the local level. And so while we don't like to ask for help, this is an instance when you just really should. You have provided this service through the payment of taxes, and this is an opportunity for you to enjoy some of that benefit at really a critical time. So it's not about waste. It's just about that basic level of support. We can't have anyone else falling down into homelessness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What a great frame of reference is that this isn't a handout or a charity. This is something that if you have paid taxes, you've contributed to. And so think of this as a maybe you prepaid for some help in a time of need.
I think that's exactly how we should look at that. And so there are controls, internal controls put in place so that there cannot be abuse and there cannot really be that any waste. You know, there's some paperwork, there's some verifications that happen. I don't want that to be a barrier, though. The training of the staff at 211 and the training at the staff at the Santa Rosa County Housing Department is really excellent. And so they can expedite that for you and make it really simple and clear. So if you would like to look at a website and if you would like to look at an application, sometimes people will hear a radio show and they say, okay, I'm going to take the very first step. I'm going to go on the website and I'm going to read the application and let me just see if I can meet the requirements of that application. So if that's how you are as a listener, I would invite you to go to the Santa Rosa County Cares.com website, okay? And so then in the top right corner, you'll see a housing assistance application. And so maybe that's the first thing you would like to do if you're thinking in terms of yourself. If you're thinking, hey, I think I really might like to tell my favorite waiter or waitress or the person who's in that service industry, you know, about this, you might like to just look at the application to educate yourself in case you may know that there's people in your life who you need to just take sort of a teaching approach with and kind of just wrapping around and sort of gently encouraging them. And so you might like to educate yourself before you make those referrals too.
I like that idea. So what that means to me is that everyone should go check out this application and see, what does that spark? Does that make you think of someone who maybe not immediately right off the bat, or maybe you're good and you don't need the assistance, but if you go check it out and see, you know, who could benefit from this? Who could I maybe share this information with? And then just send them a link.
Well, that's exactly right. And so then we can all become, if we will engage at that level, we really can become ambassadors to each other. And so I think that's just the most human thing that we can do. And it certainly, in my mind, is what makes us a strong country and a strong county and great neighbors to Escambia County. I mean, we just need to really think in those terms about how we can speak up and out for each other.
I totally agree. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C. I am speaking with Mr. Kyle Holly, who is a Grants and Special Programs CARES Act liaison for Santa Rosa County. And we are encouraging especially the hospitality, tourism, and service industry folks who have been impacted financially, especially by COVID-19, to check out some of these resources that are available through the CARES Act, the funding that has come down and is waiting.
Well, that's exactly right. The staff is in place, and there are plenty of resources. Just to give you an idea of the magnitude of the support that's available, in the housing department, there's over $1.5 million available to catch people up on their rent and their mortgages, their utility bills as well. And so to date, we have less than $100,000 of obligation for folks who have applied. So when I say we're underutilized, we're just tremendously underutilized. Okay, so October is going to be the best month for you to really do that. The CARES Act is, we are mandated to provide services and expend dollars by the end of this year, so in December. Well, you guys, we're already in October. So anybody who needs that housing assistance needs to really present now. That means come forward now. Because it may be then November that we need to administratively reallocate some dollars to better meet some of the needs. For example, our school district and other areas have those needs. But before we move on to any of that, we just want to make sure that we are true to the intent of the CARES Act, and that is to just reach to the individual who's been hurt.
I think that's such a great point, is that this money is currently available. There is an expiration date currently set for the end of December. And if this isn't the right place for the money, it will probably go elsewhere. There are other places, of course. Like you said, the school district, plenty of opportunity. So if you are considering or back and forth, and we just want to recommend and really very strongly encourage you to check it out. Check out the website. Check out 211. It sounds like it's probably the easiest and best place to start.
It is, right. And I think if you'll just dial that 211 and talk a little bit, you're going to find out that they can connect you to food pantries very quickly that are in your neighborhood. So the whole system is geared toward providing service as close to the people as possible. So, for example, if you're in the central part of Santa Rosa County or the northern part of Santa Rosa County, we're going to match you up with resources that are close to you. I do want to say to you as well that there is probably some stress between landlords and tenants right now. And so, tenants, I know that you could be behind and you could be facing some depression, and sometimes depression becomes like debilitating and you just kind of feel like you're in a funk all the time and I just don't really know what to do. And if you're not careful, you'll just accidentally start doing nothing. Okay. So this is not the time to do that and add the stress to your landlord. These are applications that you can easily fill out in the housing assistance program. That will improve that relationship between the tenant and the landlord. So I think 211 is really the right choice, for so many people that are in need. In addition to that, if you happen to be a tenant and you know that there's no way that you can continue to afford the lease that you're in and that you are behind, we have also made available a resource for deposits on a new place and the first month's rent in a new place. So this is really an important factor too. Sometimes we, a big program starts and you just have this very frontline kind of crisis-driven response, and that is to create a program that catches people up on rent. But if the economy is still weakened, or if we're going into an off-season, the shoulder season is right now, we're about to be in the off-season, the straight up the winter time, it might be that you can't really afford the lease that you're in. So you may need to look for a different place. Okay, but if you've consumed your savings because your income has been down since the beginning of this spring and summer, then you might really feel like, gosh, I need some help so bad. So we did develop a secondary strategy that can provide the first month's deposit for you and first month's rent, and in some cases the second month's rent, because it may take 60 days for somebody to be stabilized.
I had not heard about that particular piece of the program. So again, if you, rather than deplete your savings, which probably cannot be replaced, definitely not in this same kind of designation, this is specific housing, let's keep you in your home, a home, and you're looking ahead at the future and thinking, well, that would be nice to catch up on my current rent, but what am I going to do next? That you Santa Rosa County CARES Act team, they have thought through this.
Well, we have. We have amongst our team, you know, we have been in and around this a lot, both in providing services with public dollars. Members of our team have a lot of experience providing services like this with private dollars. And really, some members of our team have really felt what this is like. I don't know anybody who hasn't had a particularly difficult time in their life. It can be related to a diagnosis. It can be related to a job loss, company closing, all of those kinds of things. None of us are above really receiving help, because we certainly are not above giving help, right? So in Santa Rosa County, we love to give, okay?
Yes.
And this is really just a time when as a team, as a group, as a county, as a government, we can give back to each other.
I think that really is the hallmark, like you said, of our community, being good neighbors, making sure that we're reaching out, taking care of each other. I did read somewhere that October is Loneliness Awareness Month, which times out really nicely with this idea that we're suggesting of, even if this isn't you specifically in this situation, to reach out, let someone know that you're caring about them, thinking about them, and aware of their situation. Or even if you're not totally sure of all the details, you don't have to be. You can still just encourage. And I know sometimes when you're looking to encourage a friend, giving a concrete resource is a great way to feel like you've contributed something and been able to maybe help them and for their consideration. So what is the website one more time?
Yeah, I think that's right. So let's do encourage, educate ourselves. Let's do get to the website. It's the Santa Rosa County CARES.com. It's what you would type in, and you'll come up there. And on the top right corner is the housing assistance program, a link there. And so that's where you'll find the application, and you'll be able to really collect those documents and call that office. You'll see the phone number there, and you can call the housing assistance office directly. If you can only remember one quick number to call, you can call 211 and ask for that housing assistance program in Santa Rosa, and they'll guide you to that. So I think October, really, that's interesting that you say to me, you know, depression becomes a spike in the season as we go into the wintertime, you know. And so the fall, this October, is with a hurricane just having come through, and another one potentially out there, and us still dealing with the pandemic. I think we better really reach to each other. Just check on each other. Make sure we're okay. Let's do that. It could be the guys or the folks who were working in lawn services. People in the households cut back a lot. So any and all of these services, you know, we're Florida, y'all. This is a tremendous amount of our economy is service-based jobs. So, I mean, there really could be a whole lot of people hurting, and we certainly don't need to find ourselves in a situation where those folks are having to move to other states. I mean, the quality of service that we give in hospitality and tourism and it's just fundamental to our success in the region and in the state. So we let's pull together, you know.
I think that's so important now more than ever with, you know, we've been through some tough times for our tourism, our hospitality and tourism teams and the people who serve their, you know, not just tourists, but also us. Like, that's our, you know, our favorite restaurants to go to. Sometimes getting a little staycation and getting to, you know, stay in a world-class hotel. I think those teams, you know, kind of the unsung heroes of the economy who keep showing up, and the ones who suddenly found themselves essential, like the supermarket employees. And, you know, there's just lots of different ways to look at how we're moving forward in 2020. And thank goodness we're on the last quarter, like as we move beyond 2020.
Yeah, that's right. You've just got me thinking, too. You know, it's when we provide people who have a career in service, they become very tough, you know, because they're professionals. So they know how to leave their own personal problems at home or out of, you know, in their car. When they come in and they put a smile on their face, and they are going to project to you that everything is really fine. And this is just one of those times when I think we as a community need to recognize that and just reach to them and just share with them a little bit that there are these resources that are available. I think so many times in my own life, I managed a busy restaurant for 20 years. And the most common phone call I got was from a grandmother who was a waitress who was having to take care of her grandkids, who never, ever, ever showed weakness. Mm-hmm. But she would call and say, do we have enough reservations? You know, am I going to make enough money to pay for childcare? Okay, so people who are living really like that could easily be behind on their rent or easily be behind on their mortgage and just not know exactly that there is resources available for them. And of course, time has passed. So where you may have been completely stressed out in March, April, and May, now things are a little bit better. Please don't forget that if you are not completely caught up because of what happened to you months ago, the reduction in income, you would qualify. So I just really, really want to stress, y'all, we've got to talk to each other and we've got to tell each other to call 211 and reach out for these programs before we have to reallocate.
I think that's a great point, too, about, a reduction in income does not necessarily mean you lost your job.
Right.
It could mean that you're still working. And I think for a lot of people, that might be the line in the sand between I need help or no, I don't. It's like, well, I'm working. I'm fine. Like, well, we're glad. Glad you're working. Yes. Glad to hear that. And there are still more resources available so that it doesn't become a domino effect later on down the line.
Sure. So just for perspective, too, I mean, people could have lost this gosh, you know, you have to be careful when you say words like this, but like as little as $100 a week, but that's $400 a month. That's someone's car payment. That is half maybe of say a monthly rent. So mm-hmm. you could have had to pay maybe half your rent for 3 or 4 months rent and now be, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 behind on your rent. There, that money is really there. So I don't want people thinking like, oh, well, I'm going to go down there and do all this paperwork and I'm going to apply and they're going to hand me, you know, pay my landlord $250 or something. No, there is really significant resources here in the $3,000 to $4,000 range that can catch you up if you qualify, right? Mm-hmm. Because of a loss of income in COVID-19, you know? So not everyone will be approved if they, can't demonstrate that. I mean, we have those internal controls in place, but for those who need the help is absolutely there.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C. I'm speaking with Kyle Holly, who is a Grants and Special Programs CARES Act liaison for Santa Rosa County. So we are specifically speaking about Santa Rosa County this morning, but encourage you to call 211 to check that out. In particular, we implore you, whether you or someone you know and care about is in the service industry, the hospitality industry, we lost out on some tourism this summer for a lot of different reasons. And now with our infrastructure somewhat compromised, if you're, you know, to and from the beach was part of your regularly scheduled program. And that's just looking different. So I would say think creatively about who might either you or someone you know qualify, and then just see, because you never know. It's always a no if you don't ask.
Well, that's exactly right. So think too, there are some like married couples. There are a couple of large employers in Santa Rosa County whose spouses likely supplemented the total household income by, you know, working as a hairdresser or working, like I say, in these service industries, hospitality and tourism. And so then they depended, you know, thank God they had a spouse who had a job that got them through. But there still could be some gaps in that household budget. And so if one of the income earners in the household had a drop in income, that household can still qualify. So let's try, y'all. Let's try, especially this month of October. You know, let's get it. Come on.
Right. Now is the time.
Yes, it is.
Because there is an element of urgency here because of the timeline around this, you know, federally funded and trickled down. Now it's put back in to our local economy. So, you know, make sure that to take advantage of that.
Yeah, that's right. Just think in terms of calling that 211 number and have bring both your humility and your confidence, you know. Go in with confidence because you're going to learn, because then you can either teach your neighbor or someone else who has this problem in the future, or you can, you know, reduce the stress level inside your household by helping your spouse understand that this is really an okay thing for us to do. You know, but come with that humility too, like if they ask, you know, you to produce some documents, just be prepared to do that. But it's not scary. It's really not at all. So we would just encourage you to please dial that 211 and reach out, or go to the Santa Rosa County CARES.com website and look for that housing assistance program so you can see that application.
And thank you so much, Kyle, for joining me and sharing this great information with our community this morning.
We appreciate it. We love being here. We just want to help. Thank you so much.